Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Well, cattle producers, you don't want to miss it. The 23rd annual Big Event Angus Production Sale of Express Ranches coming up on the 16th, 17th of August at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 600 females will sell over the 2 days with some of the best Angus genetics available anywhere. You can attend the sale in person or be an absentee buyer as it'll be available on both SuperiorLivestock.com and on LiveAuctions.tv. Express Ranches Big Event. More details at ExpressRanches.com.
On today's cattle market, actually got weaker right at the very end of the trading day, with feeders closing $1 to $1.20 lower and live cattle $40 to $90 lower. The market was generally higher this morning or through midday, and then started getting weaker right at the very end of the day. One market that was really weak was the December hogs were down 3 cents at $60.75. So they really got hit hard in the hog market, which is sort of a surprise. It's been noted that 1 year ago in August of 18 that African swine fever started developing in China. And so it's been a year. It's estimated somewhere around 32% of their hog herd has been killed. And then their sow herd also about 32% decrease year over year. And that's a really big decrease there. But with that, the hogs were down today. Estimated daily slaughter today was 114,000 head. A week ago, it was 118, so 4,000 less than a week ago. A week to date, 577,000 head. That same period as of last week was 594,000. So somewhere around 17,000 less head this week. And so that, my opinion would be that would be pretty significant. In fact, that one plant was around 30,000 head a week. So about half of them have been accounted for according to that.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Picture a thick, furry, yield-slashing downy brome infestation on the left side of a wheat field. Now, picture clean, healthy rows of wheat on the right. What you're seeing is Coaxium wheat production system driven by Aggressor herbicide winning the war on weeds. Go to coaxium.com to find Coaxium varieties near you. Coaxium.com. Coaxium, cleaner fields, higher yields.
The grain markets bounced today. We had higher action across the board. Corn was one of the stronger contracts, up 8 to 10 cents. Beans up 5 to 8. Wheat, Chicago wheat up 1 to 2. Kansas City up 5. And then cotton was up 50 cents at 60.12 in the December cotton. Pretty good action there. We had a USDA sale this morning of 296,000 metric tons of soybeans sold to an unknown destination. Most people are just kind of assuming that's China, but we don't know that for sure. And then Egypt bought some wheat, mostly out of the Black Sea region, around $200 a ton, plus freight. The total was about 217 or 219, where U.S. wheat somewhere around 240. So we're still overpriced in terms of the world wheat market. And so that's kind of a problem we have here in the United States right now with the wheat. But really, today's action to finish the week on a strong note gets us into next week feeling pretty good about the market overall. Dow Jones currently up 265 points at 25,840. The S&P is up 38. So overall, economically, grain-wise, things are good. Cattle-wise, not so good. Pretty weak there. But that slaughter information did kind of give us a little bit of a positive note there. The crude oil market's up 40 cents here today. Natural gas is about 4 to 5 cents lower. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.